At We Energy's Presque Isle power plant in Marquette, the company is teaming with the federal government on a special demonstration project. The firm is using filters and other equipment patented by the Electric Power Research Institute to try and capture most mercury emissions when coal is burned, and not let much of the chemical float up the smokestack. We Energy's spokesman, Barry McNulty, says it's a $53 million project.
And I guess that brings the point of achieving these types of things, moving from 70% to 90% mercury removal, is something that is of significant investment, significant installation, and utilities obviously have to look at that before pursuing a regulation at 90%. We need to be able to know that we can achieve it so as to avoid any reliability problems, but also be cognizant of the affordability impact.
McNulty says there's been some success at Presque Isle, except now the utility is also looking for ways to avoid having the filters add demercury contamination of the fly ash at the bottom of the boiler. We Energies contends mercury-laden ash would have to be landfilled instead of used in road building and other projects. The Presque Isle experiment has about 3 years to go. Environmental groups say they're keeping a close watch. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.